Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Darren Revelle going to join us bottom of the hour. Action Network, his weekly visit.
I'm aggravated.
Why are you aggravated?
Well, because we were talking about Deshaun Watson when there was that picture of him in the hotel room with Mia Khalifa. We were wondering. Mia Khalifa was an adult film actress. And we were wondering how Jack Easterby would have handled that, if at all. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just a young adult hanging out with another young adult in a hotel room, and it's not there was no crime committed or anything. Some people might say that it wasn't the best for Deshaun's image or what have you. Nobody really made a big deal out of it. There was like this little oddity, like, hey, look at this. That's interesting.
I feel like Easterby would not judge him for that.
Yeah.
But I feel like a PR consultant would have gotten in his ear and said, hey, because remember when Jimmy Garoppolo showed up out on the town in the Bay Area with, I forget which porn star it was.
Yeah.
Even Lisa Ann, who's a porn star.
Yeah.
Who is also our fantasy football expert here on the station. Even she said that was stupid of Jimmy Garoppolo to do. You know, because of all the questions that it conjures up.
And well, Garoppolo, the interesting thing about that was he had his people contact her. He was really taken with this young lady.
He's a young man. He has wants and needs.
There's nothing wrong, but it's also you're in the public eye, you're playing America's favorite sport, all that stuff.
Yeah, true.
So one of our listeners said, Mia Khalifa is no longer in porn. I've met her, and she's incredibly kind. Lay off her. What exactly did we say about her? It was so awful. We identified her as an adult film actress, talked about how she said that she'd only made $12,000 as an adult film actress, which she said.
It's in a wiki page.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know this is a guy that met Mia Khalifa, and apparently, I don't know if he thinks he has a shot with her by sticking up for her when she doesn't need to be stuck. Let me tell you something about Mia Khalifa.
You screen cap these texts and send it to her?
She can handle her own business. She can stick up for herself, as she proved a bunch of times in interactions with athletes on social media and whatnot. Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Don't worry, you sticking up for Mia Khalifa on the text line is not going to get you a shot with Mia Khalifa.
That's right. Yeah. Get real, buddy. Does baseball have an award show like basketball and football do? Do we know? Because basketball does their awards on like a, you know, Academy Award style dealio now after the postseason's over. We know football does it the Saturday, I think, or the Friday before the Super Bowl. They do. I'm curious if baseball does. The reason why is the Astros are going to be highly involved in the postseason accolades department. They're in line. I think the four big awards for each of the leagues are MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, and Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
They're easily going to win two of those four. Like, it's a lock.
Rookie of the Year, Yordan for Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
One of the two leaders for the Cy Young are Verlander and Gerrit Cole.
That's it. And
so
it's
one
not
of those
even
guys,
close.
Barring some meltdown, one of those guys, even if there is a meltdown, one of the other one will win the Cy Young.
They're that far ahead of everybody else.
Right. They're not even talking to each other, reportedly. They're so desperately entrenched in this. That's a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not really true.
No, that's not true at
all.
I
just want to make sure because you were very convincing.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
sometimes this is what social media has done. Sometimes you say something that's so extreme that you assume everybody knows you're joking. But now there are people out there actually saying ridiculously extreme things and they're serious about it. So you can't tell when sarcasm is anymore.
No, but those people are making a lot of money that do that.
I know.
You should have stuck with it.
I should have come up with this. If I were doing a daytime sports talk show on television or something, I would figure out a way to pit these two against each other.
That would be good box office.
Verlander and Gerrit Cole.
100%.
Gerrit Cole doesn't approve of Kate Upton. Something like this. Something crazy like that.
The wives don't like each other.
Yeah, now it's really become a point of contention.
Ooh.
They won't even sit in the same section.
I like it.
But I wouldn't. That would be a complete and total lie.
If you were a voter and you had to pick one of the two of them, who would you pick? Verlander or Cole.
If I were a voter,
they're damn near. They're damn near statistical twinsies.
You know what I would do? I would be swayed most by Verlander's third career no hitter the other night and the impressiveness of what he's doing at this age.
It's like the last debate, and like, one guy made a lot of good points in an election.
I would give it to Verlander because of that. And is that sentimental? Sure, of course it is. It would be a little bit of a lifetime achievement award. The only thing holding me back from that might be that he might do it for another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, of course. He's pitching better now with the Astros than he was for the 5 or 6 years before that. He's in he keeps himself in great shape.
I also give Justin Verlander the benefit of the doubt in that if it weren't for this juiced aerodynamic baseball that they're playing with this year,
yeah,
Verlander's ability to give up home runs but only solo home runs has been impressive, almost as if by design. But it has hurt his ERA. He's been a more dominant pitcher than the actual ERA would have you believe. You know,
well, like his ERA is 2.52.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what it's the juice. That's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
This juiced ball has really detracted from what is an even more impressive performance than his 2.52 ERA. Yeah. His whip is lower than the last time he won the Cy Young.
Yep.
Like he's allowing few runners on base. He's just been more dominant. In this year where he's also given up more home runs partially because of the baseball.
I my vote would be with Verlander also, and it would be for a couple of reasons. One, on most of the statistics, if we want to go a statistical route, he's just slightly better than Cole with a lot of, he's got a whip that's a little lower than Cole's whip. He's got an ERA that's a little lower than Cole's ERA. Now, Cole's got more strikeouts per nine innings, so that's really good. But the no-hitter is a big thing for me. And Seth, for me, it comes down to something that is just, it's completely subjective. So it's not something somebody can argue with over me and say, well, no, this doesn't mean as much. For me, I just look at it, I go, okay, the decision that A.J. Hinch is going to have here coming up in the postseason is going to be somewhat telling for what the tiebreaker would be for me. You are getting ready to play in the postseason. Who's starting game one of the postseason for you?
Verlander.
I can almost assure you it's going to be Justin Verlander, And that's with Gerrit Cole having not lost a decision since May 22nd. He's 12-0 since May 22nd. He got started 4-5 on the season, and he's straightened things out.
Cole, and you know what the other thing too is? Cole, he's going to get his opportunity next year. He's going to be the guy somewhere else. He's in this circumstance here. I know. Don't worry about it. Don't think too hard about it. Remember how we came by Cole, traded for him. People thought, oh, that's a nice move. But look, he's been kind of a disappointment in Pittsburgh, right? Nah, there we go. Same way Morton was. Remember, you know what's weird is to watch the way people think about Charlie Morton in Pittsburgh. They are sick of his singing and his guitar playing and all this stuff. They were disgusted with Charlie Morton. When I was going back.
Before he was an Astro.
Right, before he was an Astro. Okay, right. You got Charlie Morton from Pittsburgh.
Right.
You got Gerrit Cole from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was sick of both those guys.
Yeah.
How do you feel in Pittsburgh right now where you've had to sit and look at Charlie Morton, the guy that you were sick of and couldn't wait to get rid of, went on to be a hero in the World Series?
Like your frumpy girlfriend just went and got lipo and a new set of boobs.
Yeah.
Like she looks amazing.
Married a rich dude who's actually a cool guy too, not a D-bag. Like you meet her husband and you're like, oh, crap, I like this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you not like the Astros?
Have you ever felt like that? I met one of my wife's ex-boyfriends. And it really bothered me because I really liked him. And to the point where I was always kind of looking at her like, well, why'd you dump this guy? When's my number coming up?
Oh.
This is a good dude. What the hell's wrong with you? It was her high school boyfriend. It was, well, except no.
What does he, what does he do now?
About it. I think he's a drafter or something, but he's a really cool guy, like salt of the earth type guy.
He doesn't do anything as fun as you.
Well, they were high school boyfriend and girlfriend. He went off to the army and, they drifted apart. She went off to college. He went off to army. I'm sure they both cheated on each other a bunch and then they broke up. And she
talking about Brandy right now.
That's what people do when they're
she's a person.
She's a freshman in college. He's in the army. Whatever.
She's a person. Yeah.
Like, it's not her future husband. I don't judge her if she did. I'd love to think that nothing happened, but whatever. I'm kind of angry at her if she did because this guy's a good dude.
You like this guy?
Yeah, I like this guy. If they had gotten married, like they would have been happy together. So sometimes I'm like, she doesn't need to hang around this guy too much. She doesn't need to like all of a sudden start remembering the good times.
You
with
feeling
this guy.
Like there's still a lot of a lot of fairway left for her.
And it's not even jealousy at all. It's mostly me recognizing this is a good dude.
No, it's pragmatism.
I admire your taste in men.
You're being sensible.
Yeah.
Text message. Sean and Seth, did y'all hear? Cole and Verlander are not speaking. Everyone's talking about it. That's not true.
Like wildfire.
That's not true. If you're just tuning in, Seth casually dropped that in there that they're not talking to each other.
And it was just totally joking.
And did it so seriously that I believed him for a moment.
Plus, the guy that was sticking up for Mia Khalifa, now I feel bad. He apologized for overreacting. So then I apologized for overreacting.
I think
we're friends.
Yeah, I think that's nice. You made a new friend.
We did.
I think you brought up the valid point in all this, which is she don't need anybody sticking up for her.
Well, she doesn't need anybody
sticking up
for her.
She's pretty tough on those mean Twitter streets.
I would imagine this guy that was sticking up for Mia Khalifa is saying, hey, she used to be a porn star, but now she's changed. And, like, let's not just paint out all adult film stars as harlots and worthless and everything. The question was more, Deshaun Watson hanging out with an adult film actress, how does the team feel about that? This is 3 years ago.
Yeah,
everybody.
Let's make that clear.
We're not making a big deal out of this at all.
No.
We were just curious how Jack Easterby would have responded to that at the time. Because Jack Easterby is super religious. He was a chaplain. He's still a big part of what he talks about and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. I want the Texans to be the cult that Clemson is. Clemson has turned themselves into a cult, and it works.
If that cult comes with 13 wins,
right?
That's what happens for Clemson every year.
Yeah.
Oh God, more than that, probably 12 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. They win the ACC every year, and then they usually get to the college football playoff. They won 15 games last year.
Yeah.
I would take 15 wins.
Texans. We see faith is a very unifying and motivating factor, and we could have arguments about Clemson's a public institution, is it not? Well, yeah, sure, whatever. But they're winning football games.
Shut up.
Yeah. They're winning football games.
Shh. All right.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.